Welcome to the NXT Podcast, your home for weekly NXT reviews and insight.
The beautiful part of NXT is that when one dream ends, another dream begins.
Find all of your NXT news, recaps, and analysis right here. So with that being said, we only have one question for you.
Are you ready?
We thought so. Let's get the show started right now.
All right, everyone. This is Memphis Mark coming to you from Mullet Manor. And we're going to do the review for NXT for 4-2. The last show before Stand and Deliver, the big WrestleMania weekend. And of course they have to start the show off with Melo and Trick arriving at the Performance Center, but they go into a three-way tag to see who gets a chance to go to Stand and Deliver for the belts against Braun and Baron, the Wolf Dogs. But they start off, and it's you got Axiom and Nathan Frazier, you got LWO, and you've got the OC, the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson. And you know what you're going to get out of this match, because you've got Nathan and Axiom that are just fast. They're really getting a push. You've got LWO, which are the vets that can just make anybody look good. And the Good Brothers, which is a vet team all over the world, Gallows and Anderson. You're going to get a good match, and there's no sense of here me sitting here trying to pick it apart. Man, it was a good match. Great way to start the show. Kind of a strange end to the match. But the match itself, very good. Worth going back and checking out for sure. And then, of course, after the match, they give the winners, which is going to be Axiom and Nathan Frazier, after a hard-fought match. But, they're going to go after Braun and Baron. But they give them the mic for a little bit, give them the stick. And, they kind of call out the champs, and the champs are up in the Muffet box there. So we have our first set-in-stone for sure match. And after that, they've got a little Lexus King they bring in, a little promo, of course, getting ready for his match and with Vaughn a little bit later, and he's got to cut down Mr. Stone and do the whole little gig. But good push, good interview. So after Lexus King's promo, they've got Dragunov. They're setting up a little Godfather trilogy. So the first one, they've got to find Dragunov, so invite him to the dinner. So they've got his car booted, and some guys roll up on him and give him an offer that he can't refuse. And Dragunov is off to see Tony. Good little start to it. And you know what, the work they do, it really looks like a movie. And these guys are kind of putting their resume out there for future roles for sure. You're gonna have after that a little Valen Henry and JC Jane, and this match is a lot better than you would expect. It was kind of an old school match, old moves, kind of a catch as catch can a little bit. I mean, kind of controlling headlocks. I mean, good solid match. They've got their crew out there. Each one's got their three girls. I think JC Jane had one in a sling, so in her crew she had one bad crew member. But of course they're gonna get involved in the match, and Valen's gonna lose this match, but it's gonna end up causing a match for Stand and Deliver. But the match is actually pretty good, and the end of it, JC, Valen's coming back into the ring, and JC catches her with a big knee, but looks really good. The match is good, man. Another one to go back and watch. I'll tell you if it, I think it kind of sucks, but these have been good. But after the match, they set up a match for Stand and Deliver. And usually you never see the crow's nest. You never see the last spot that people, the wrestlers are in before they go out in front of the crowd. And so they actually expose that with Ava, with all of her knowledge, I'm sure. I'm sure she's writing this, and they came up with that. But, of course, JC Jane comes out and puts on a spiel about how she's back on top and everybody. And she's got Kiana James and all Izzy and everybody behind her. But Ava runs them off, saying pretty much, live TV, go away. And after that, of course, Thea and Jordan, and they all come in and they raise their cane. So in the ultimate wisdom of Ava, they make a six woman's match. So that's what we've got coming up for Stand and Deliver there. Let me see. And then after that, they go straight in to Alexis King and a Von Wagner match. Right before they do that, though, they do a good little Briggs promo of how he's changing over, and it was pretty good little spot. You know, I hope they build something with him, because man, it's 6'7", 6'8", whatever he is, his size, pretty good on the stick, man. They've got to do something with him, because they've Von Wagner. Well, here we're going into the Von Wagner match here, though. But it's Alexis King and Von Wagner, and the match, pretty good. Von comes out, you know, balls to the wall, just really going at it. But in the end, they messed up on a power bomb, and it was a bad end. So it kind of sours the match, but the match itself was good. Just kind of they got slipped up. I mean, they're out there, they're throwing around, you know, so they're probably slippery or whatever it was. They did not make a power bomb on the outside, and it kind of caused a bad end. But it is what it is. But the match was pretty good itself. So, and then they've got Ava and Mello doing their little spill on how, you know, Mello's got all his people, so they give him a little mic time. And after that, they do a strange little deal with, you got Carmen getting ready to come out and fight Lola Vice. And she's over there with Natty and, of course, getting some advice. And Roxanne comes over and does her little spiel for, I'm a bad girl now, I'm a heel, something like that. And not too good. And after that, they've got Ren and Ariana Grace. And apparently, Ren offends Miss Grace, because she's doing the whole soap opera with Gigi, changing her over to, I forgot what she called her, but so that's going to cause Ariana to be really ticked off and ask for a match. So that's a little later on. But the Lola Vice, Carmen, man, Petrovic, this was a good match. Both of these girls are skilled in some form of fight combat, and you know, whether it be MMA or straight up like a karate or taekwondo or whatever her style is, Carmen's style. But the match itself, usually they try to, it's kind of like with the gymnasts, they try to do too much flips and flops to me, and it doesn't make the match. Just because something's a little more flamboyant, you can tell more of a story if you know how to do it in ring than having to do cartwheels. And these two ladies tore it up. Good match all the way around. And the match ends with Natty, of course, is on the outside of with Carmen, and so she ends, Lola does the match with a sharpshooter right in Natty's face. And it's a good little plot. They got a good match coming up. I mean, it's building towards that. So, you know, really good. And I also noticed that they've got a new show coming out on YouTube called Tuesday Night Heat. So, you know, have to check that out tonight for sure and see what they're doing with that, because good angle. Also, I did notice that they They're going to do the Clash of at the Castle in Scotland. Supposedly the first live event there, or the first pay-per-view maybe, or premium event. I'm not sure how that went, but with all the guys with Metaphor and everybody, and even with Ridge Holland and all, so you know, I could see them doing something good with that, and with Drew McIntyre and everything. So look forward to that upcoming one. But then we got Dragunov in the show coming back. He's there to meet Tony, and there again, it's overplay some, but it's good. I mean, it's good. I like it. And they go after that. It's a quick little spot, you know, leading up to the final. But they go from that to Metaphor and Noam Dar doing his Supernova sessions. And, you know, he's got all the whole crew out there. And it's a little, you know, it's one of the little talk shows they do on there. But it wasn't so bad. Until they brought Roxanne and the champ, Lyra Valkyra, out. And it was so scripted. It was scripted. You know, Metaphor tried to make it, you know, what they could, but they couldn't even help it. But, which they had a couple bad ends on a good match earlier, this actually had a good end. Roxanne ends up getting put through the table. And after they have a little spitz bat, but I mean, the scripted part wasn't that good, but a pretty good end. So not so bad. And they got a Dijak. They got to give Dijak some time out there. So he, of course, is got the match with Briggs and Oba Finney, the North American champ, coming up. So give him a little spot. Oba's watching Dijak. Of course, he makes a couple comments and then walks out to his match with Joe Gacy. And he gets in the ring and everything looks good. And then, of course, they do Gacy's entrance and he comes out to his music. And then, bam! Sean Spears, the chairman of NXT now, he comes out and puts a little metal to the back of Gacy. And, you know, Gacy climbs on in the ring, though, and does the match, and does a good job, because Oba has not got the ring time, for sure, that Gacy does, and he definitely carried this match, but it was good, it comes to an end, because they stop the match, so it really doesn't make Gacy look bad, or Finney look bad, you know, the champ look bad, but, you know, the match wasn't that good, but the ending was kind of good. So, you know, it was a no contest, is how they ended it. And, you know, Gacy gets to kind of save face, and the champ, you know, still looks fairly good, you know, on that. So, and then we've got Miss Ariana Grace, the pageant queen, going against Rin St. Clair. Now this was not a good match. It just wasn't a good match. Ariana is the one that is the vet in this. And so, you know, a pretty good end to the match. And they did some great moves in the match. You know, actually, just they couldn't tell a story. They couldn't put the moves together. So, and, you know, St. Clair will get better. And Miss Grace will, of course, get better. But, you know, not a great match. Not a great match. But it leads up, though, to the end of the Tony D and Dragunov saga. And, you know, it's kind of a quiet little... They take them to a warehouse. I mean, it's kind of cool to go back and check it out. So, I won't spoil it completely for you, but let's just say Tony D gets a hand on the situation and pretty much lets him know, hey, it's nothing personal. It's just business. Kind of cool, you know, the way they did it. So, yeah. But it was Tony D did serve him up his final meal as a as the champ, he says. So we will see where that goes. And then they go in to Blair Davenport and Asul Ruka. And she, you know, Miss Ruka is making her return. She was out for, I believe, close to a year with an injury to her knee. So, of course, she's got the brace on it, and that's going to make a great target point. But she comes out hot, and she, I mean, she is the gymnast, you know, converting over. I mean, Tiffany Stratton did a good job. She's on the main roster now. And Sol, you know, she's a little slim. I still say she needs a couple of ham sandwiches in her, but she can perform good and make it look good. And she did in this match. She comes out hot in the match. The match is a good start. Gets her, you know, gets her push. And then, you know, she had like there was a missed kick, a bad knee go, you know. But, you know, Blair's got to get her spot because, you know, she does have the brace on her knee. So Blair does the technician spot, gets her in the middle of the ring. You know, the match is good. The match is good. They do a suplex over the top rope, and it really looks good. Sol does a DDT that's unfreaking believable. So the moves are good, and you know, and Sol ends up winning the match. You know, it's kind of a revenge because, you know, Blair did mess her knee up. So it was a good spot. A good match. You know, there's nothing I can say. I really don't, like I said earlier, I don't like a lot of the flips and the flops, but she made it look good. She sold it. So, yeah. After that, though, they go to the GM, Ava, all-knowing. She is patting herself on the back about putting together Stand and Deliver's card, and we'll go into that here in a minute. Yeah, alright, so Ava's doing her spot, and then they give Gacy a chance to literally climb back in and make a spot for him and Sean Spears on the card for Stand and Deliver. And Ava does not do, of course, justice, but Gacy steals the scene and pulls it off and makes it look good. But of course, all this is leading up to the final face-off between Trick and Mello, him. You know how they're going to have to end it. You know, it's got to end in a fight scene, but the scripted garbage before that wasn't that good. The crowd really played up when Mello talked. They gave him a Dom reaction, kind of tried to holler when he was talking. And they ended with a fight scene, but it just, they could have done so much better. I think they should have let him kind of go a little bit. But they didn't, and that's the way they go off the air. Now, I kind of ran through this because, I mean, the matches were good. Go back and check them out. But I was going to do a little lead up and talk about what we have headed up to Stand and Deliver, which is WrestleMania weekend. I believe Stand and Deliver is going to be in the Wells Fargo Center. I mean, it is absolutely great to see how they've built this through the whole year, setting up for WrestleMania. Now looking back, you can see, you know, you can see a plan afterwards. You know, that's the Monday morning quarterback aspect of it. But now we're seeing the fruits of their labor and seeing what they've been building up this whole time. The whole storyline with Mello and Trick. Did they think Trick was going to take off like he did? mellow. I mean, that they played the angle right. Was this the way they were going to do it all along? I mean, these are things that we'll find out in the future. Let's see. What do we have coming up this weekend? Because it's their biggest week. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling. All right, let me see. They've got, tomorrow. It's the debut of WWE Speed. Debuts on X at 12. And on Thursday, they do the set reveal of how they're doing everything for WrestleMania. So all of that, that'll be Thursday. Let me see here. After that, you're going to have the kickoff, and then, you know, Thursday, and then Friday, and then Friday night you've got SmackDown, and that's kind of giving the countdown to the Hall of Fame for 2024, and that's going to, of course, be on their network, Peacock, and then, of course, we'll have Stand and Deliver. They'll do the countdown for Stand and Deliver, and then we'll have that Stand and Deliver. Let me see. It's Saturday, of course. The countdown starts at 11, but they're saying Stand and Deliver starts in the morning, which I was not aware. Okay. It's good to know these things. They've got the countdown to WrestleMania at 5, and then the Peacock show at 7, and then they'll do the press conference, of course, after WrestleMania. So these are all, it's a cool little lead up. If you're a fan, this is a great time to be a fan. You've got the Slammies coming up. So the press conferences, I kind of get into that. I know I'm kind of a nerd like that, but hey, on Sunday, that's going to be good. So Friday, you've got, tomorrow, Speed, Thursday, the WrestleMania set reveal. Friday, you're going to have SmackDown, the WrestleMania kickoff, the Hall of Fame, all the stuff leading up, of course, to the Hall of Fame. And then Saturday, you've got Stand and Deliver, and you start down with a countdown to WrestleMania, and then, of course, WrestleMania. The big matches, we'll see after the tag team match. We'll know what's going into Sunday, and then, they'll have the press conferences Saturday. And then, of course, Sunday, the Slammies, WrestleMania, the countdown, and, the press conference afterwards. So, cool week. Cool time to be a fan of everything wrestling. And we'll see where all this ends up. And then, of course, the aftermath of WrestleMania. That's a whole another show in itself. So that's pretty much the way it's going to be this week. We've definitely seen the end of the PG era. Even on NXT, there were words spoken tonight that have not been said. So, we'll see where it goes. And especially after that, the end of, I think it was SmackDown or whatever the other night with The Rock and Cody. So I'm sure everyone's checked that out. After that tirade, I knew when it was the end of Disco, and that was the end of the PG era. So, all right, guys, we'll have a good week to check everything out. We'll be back next week, definitely to recap everything that's happened with Stand and Deliver. And everybody else will have some good shows on WrestleMania each night. And I'm sure everything, Matt's got everything laid out for us. So definitely check out all of the shows on this platform. And again, guys, thanks for taking the time out of your week just to give me a listen. I appreciate it every week. And we'll just end it on up with the way we do it every week. This is Memphis Mark. And if you can, spay and neuter, always. And help a rescue out if you can. All right, guys. This is Memphis Mark, and I am out.
Thanks for listening to the WWE Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss a show, or head to WWEPodcast.com. And for all of these shows ad-free, head over to patreon.com/WWE Podcast. Until then, we'll see you next time.